from the very heart of evergreen forests, under the starry sky of the desert, with the radiance of silver-colored sand, in the midst of proud mountains. Close up, Iran.
Hello, I am Mitra, an Iranian nature traveler. To know more about the wonders and beauties of magnificent Iran, keep me company. I'm in Khorramabad, a beautiful green city in the skirts of Zagros mountain range in western Iran. Today I want to visit a beautiful, magnificent monument named Falak al-Aflak Castle. Falak al-Aflak is a historical castle in the center of Khorramabad city in Lorestan province. This monument is located on a hill overlooking Khorramabad city and close to a river in the center of the town. Actually, it is the most eye-catching historical and touristic monument in this city. The construction of the castle dates back to the Sasanid era. Falak al-Aflak Castle is supposed to be Shapurkhast Fortress. Shapurkhast Fortress was used for state and military purposes in the Sasanid era. Today, this castle is the symbol of the city of Khorramabad and has turned into a museum. Wow! What a big, magnificent monument! The area of Falak al-Aflak Castle is 5,300 square meters and includes 8 towers, 300 parapets, 124 rooms, and 11 antechambers, which are built between the rooms. Let me take a closer look at it. I'm in the northeastern part of Falak al-Aflak Castle. Here's a corridor floored with stone. And here's a few stairs. Let's go upstairs to see what's going on there. Here? Yes, there is a well here. Hello? This well is 40 meters deep. The well was used to supply water for the castle's inhabitants. And now let's go to the second yard of the castle. The archaeological museum is located in this yard. This is the archaeological museum. Here, there are photos and big and small models covering different aspects of the rural and nomadic life of Lorestan people. How interesting. Here, there are beautiful sculptures of men and women wearing local costumes. Look at here. What beautiful, bizarre necklaces and pendants. These pendants were used as a way to protect against evil eyes. Oh well, I am now in the most spectacular part of the castle. In this section, there are gravestones of lore men and women. These gravestones have remarkable differences with the ones in the other regions of Iran. In the past, in Lorestan, it was customary to erect a vertical stone on the grave of the dead person and paint some scenes of the real life of the dead on it. For example, on the gravestone I'm observing, there is a hunter. Yes, a hunter with images of weapon and prey. On the outer part of the castle, tents are put up and traditional broth of Lorestan named Tarhine, along with local oil breads, are being sold. I can't leave the place without eating the broth. Until next time, goodbye!
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. What you heard was an IRIB English radio program.